And now,
this is
Maddie in the Morning.
Always funny, every morning.
On KISS 108.
Hey, radio pals, good morning and happy Friday. Comes the weekend. Good morning. All right, so I watched those town halls last night. And that's it. I'm just going to make a statement right here. I don't need no TV, and I don't need no news.
I don't need no TV. I don't need no news. Well, all I need is a bump and beat. The mamba with my blues.
That's right.
Wow.
I'm going to go do my thing. That's it.
Yeah. There we go.
We're going to do our thing this morning on the Maddie Show. Right. Boom, boom.
Wow.
That's what we're going to do our thing, man.
Wow, that's an
like
absolute
that.
Jam.
I know. What is that? What is
that? Because I provide these things. That's show prep, baby.
Wow.
Do your thing, man.
I don't need no TV. I don't need no news. All I need is a bump and beat. The mamba with my blues.
I'll tell you something else. Two words. Delete and block. You get any negativity sent to you at all, delete and block. Just do your own thing.
I don't need no TV. I don't need no news.
That's right.
All I need is a bump and beat. The mamba with my blues.
Feel better now?
Got a bump and beat there.
Yeah. That's got a good beat.
Oh,
just
yeah.
do
yeah.
your thing. That's it.
I don't care what people say.
I don't care what people say. Do it my way.
That's a feeling.
That is.
Right
that's a
feel better now.
Yeah.
That's Friday. Happy
Get
Friday.
Woo.
Do your own thing.
This.
Don't.
Yeah.
We don't care what people say.
Get yourself a bop and beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't care what people say. We don't need no TV and we don't need no news. Just do your own thing. I've had it. You guys agree with me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Happy Friday. Okay, that's the whole show. I don't really have anything else.
That was pretty uplifting,
I think we can still play it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do it.
Come on, Billy. Let's do it from the top.
Wow, we're off to a power start.
I love it.
It's Friday. It's a Maddie and Morning Friday show. Mm. Yeah, we do our thing. That's it. I'm telling you, block and then delete.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, think about that. I mean, I've had some heat on the social lately, and it's like, who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never. And I think you should delete and block people, real people, too. I really believe, I'm starting to believe that. You know, you have that one quasi-friend who's always negative, putting you down. What are you doing that for? Why are you doing that? Yeah. Boom.
Done.
Delete and block.
Wow.
Yep, clean house.
No negativity.
Yeah, like if you say, for example, you enjoy getting some ice cream on Nantucket and somebody says, oh, why are you eating ice cream? Delete and block them.
Yeah. Yeah, why are you standing in line?
Yeah. You know what? Refresh.
Yeah.
You got to refresh.
That's
yes,
right.
You
clear your history. Okay? Because that's negative, man.
That's negative, man. And you got to take those negative thoughts and just get them out of your head. You know, because you can finish. Yes, you can.
Mm. Yeah. But also, don't be that guy.
Right.
See, that's the other side of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
On the one hand, you don't want the negative guys around you and posting negative, nasty things. Don't be that guy. Because we're all, I really believe that all people have all kinds of sides to them.
Yeah.
You know, you poke the nicest person in the world, they're going to go dark on you eventually.
Right.
But just don't, everybody has the potential to do both. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and everybody can have a bad day, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so don't be that guy. And the simple thing is, you don't need the TV and you don't need the news anymore.
I don't need no TV, I don't need no news. All I need is a bump and beat, the mamba with my blues.
You know, one of the things, one of the advantages of being an old-timer, a boomer, is that, you know, you've had experience, you know, and I don't ever remember a more negative time than this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And I go back to Vietnam and all that.
Yeah, this is pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. And
it's just
visible.
So dark.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Well, we have a pandemic, which we've never had before.
Mm-hmm. No. And then you have the darkest election cycle right. I've ever in my life, you know?
You know yep. what you've got here this morning, Siegel? You've got yourself an inspirational speech.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is very
You know what it is? It's his anthem.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's right.
It's yes.
I could do that. I
Absolutely.
Could be like, who's that guy? The tall guy? What's
oh,
his name?
Joel Osteen?
No, Joel Osteen.
That's religious. I know Joel
Osteen is religious.
Well, Gary Vee is a religious.
He's the one that Tom Brady went to him.
And Julian Edelman did too.
He's like 7 feet tall. Yeah. What's his name?
The self-help guy.
My son Alex likes him.
It doesn't matter. I don't particularly like
Justin
him.
Justin said he knows.
It's Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
I can't believe none of us could remember Tony Robbins.
Well,
he's pretty famous.
He hasn't really been out there recently.
There's another guy, Gary Vee. You guys have to follow him. He's very inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, he's like him.
And I don't want to, I don't really like inspirational guys. I just like Bill. Bill is just, you know, like, I call Bill in the afternoon.
Oh.
Well, like, I talked to Bill after... the debate, not debate, but the town hall.
Yeah.
And he said he didn't like, what's her face's, Savannah Guthrie's shoes, which was interesting because they were a little off. They didn't really quite go
a little
with
off.
The
yeah.
Very large shoes, too.
She's like got a size 11,
shoe.
I think.
Yeah, it's a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
She went with a heel, too.
Yes,
a thick
she
heel.
Did. Yeah, she was tall. Well, Trump is tall, so.
Leave it. See, he noticed it.
I know.
I couldn't help but miss it.
She went with a thick heel.
Yeah, she went with a very thick heel for a large foot. speaking of voting and the election, Lady Gaga getting out the vote. She's doing it with song, and we've got a clip of that song. And also Kim Kardashian has a new gig. She's going to be in a big movie that's on the way. We've got information on that. And Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, pretty funny as they put together a promotion which brings people to L.A. to hang out with them when it's safe.
Oh,
ever.
Boy. Yeah. Bill's Entertainment Update is next.
Kiss 108. From the Planet Fitness Kiss 108 studios. Now back to Maddie in the morning.
On Kiss 108.
Hey, radio pals. Happy Friday. Oh, good game coming up this weekend. The Pats, of course, are playing at 1, but at 4 o'clock, you got Tom Brady, who Bill and I root against because he turned his back on us. But he's playing against Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Now, the quarterbacks obviously are not on the field at the same time, but still, Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay, how much does Tommy want to beat them?
Yeah, totally.
Mm.
Not going to happen, Dom. Yeah, I mean, that's really a showcase. Because, you know, Aaron Rodgers is no kid either. How old is he?
Like
37, 38?
Yeah.
Look it up, somebody. Yeah. Oh, you know he wants to beat. Yeah,
yeah, he's 36.
36?
Mm-hmm.
Well, still. I mean, Tom Brady's 43, which is bizarre. 36 is still
getting up there.
Pretty old for a professional athlete.
Yeah.
You know? Ooh, that's going to be a good one, Bill. Dan Shaughnessy calls it hate watching. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I'll be rooting for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the average fan, I still don't know. I know how we feel about Tom. I mean, did the average fan root for him? Some must, obviously.
Yeah.
I know my
goat.
Sons do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good test.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They
definitely
root for him?
Yeah, they still think he's God.
Oh, well, he's still good. I wouldn't vote against him in the Hall of Fame. He belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
But now he left us.
Well, he's not a New England Patriot anymore. So
let me ask you this. Say you were married, okay, and she was the love of your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she leaves you for another dude. Would you still root for her?
You know, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, the entertainment update with Billy Costa.
Oh, all right. We don't do much politics in this segment, but just kind of a heads up. Early voting site will be set up this weekend at Fenway Park. That's tomorrow and Sunday between 11 and 7. And by the way, as many as 21 early voting sites are going to be set up across the city of Boston, and 17 ballot drop boxes will be set up in the city as well. And a kind of a cool thing, members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra are doing pop-up performances around the city on the sidewalks. And it kind of like makes you think of the Titanic and the guys performing as the ship was going, you know, like with the pandemic. But a very cool thing that is. And Lady Gaga releasing a sort of Get Out the Vote song. She did it from her home this week. And I've got a clip right here.
Do you know how to vote? I know a place you can go. It's called turbovote.org. TURBOVOTE.org. They'll help you register, inform you how to vote, help tell you where to go. I know some of you still don't know.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Turbo vote.
And to think, she is a professional singer.
Yeah. Well, she's doing her part to get out the vote. So the new Justin Bieber song, Lonely, is out today. In fact, we are world premiering it all day on Kiss today, starting at 7 o'clock this morning. In the song, he sings about his career, his struggles, his fame, and on being judged. And keep in mind, Bieber is the musical guest on Saturday Night Live tomorrow night. And Demi Lovato earlier this week released that song Commander-in-Chief, criticizing the president, urging people to get out and vote. She did the song on the Billboard Awards the other night, and she talks about the song right here.
It's very important for me that I get to use my platform for something much bigger than just singing. And there's been so many times where I wanted to write the president a letter or sit down with him and ask him these questions. And then I thought, well, I don't really actually want to do that. And I think one way that I could do that is writing a song and releasing it and for the whole world to hear. And then he has to answer those questions to everybody and not just me.
Okay. And as you know, Siegel, Broadway had a shortened season because of the pandemic. Broadway, by the way, is no closer to opening back up. Anyway, Tony nominations were announced yesterday for the shortened season. Jagged Little Pill got the most with 15, and Moulin Rouge grabbed 14 nominations. And Kim Kardashian added as one of the voices on the new animated feature, Paw Patrol the Movie. she joins Jimmy Kimmel, Tyler Perry, and Dax Shepard. They say it's going to be in theaters August of next year.
Oh, boy.
And Google has a new update, and I don't really think this is going to work for you, Matt, and I'll explain in a second. Because if you can't figure out the name of a song, well, you now can. You sing, hum, or whistle the song into your device, and Google will track down the song.
Shazam.
Shazam has been around. Yeah,
Shazam's been around forever.
Oh God,
yeah. Years.
What's the big deal?
Well, because.
Well, this is just a Google update.
It's the latest version. Yeah. You can whistle it. You can hum it. The problem for you, and I'll include myself, is I don't think any technology is going to be able to figure out this song.
Okay,
what was that?
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't even know. See, like, I don't know what I was just doing.
Okay. So it's like you sing it and then
hum it or whistle it. Yeah.
Yeah. What's this?
Hey, can you remember? Hey, can you remember? Got you on my mind, right?
Yeah.
Hey, can you remember?
Oh, yeah. Good job. He's obviously got it.
Yeah. So maybe I'll use the new technology. I don't know.
No, don't. Just don't.
Even the technology would be like, really? Ben
Affleck. How is that?
Yeah, you'll be the only one that stumps the technology.
They'll just shut it down.
Yeah.
Jam it
no,
up.
But I think that's true for, you know, there are a lot of people who can't sing, including my entire family.
Yeah.
My wife can't sing. The kids can't sing. That's pretty common.
Yeah.
You know, not being able to carry a tune. So, I'm just saying.
Coffee. You look so good. Oh. I want to drink you.
Oh, that's what good, was Bex. That? Oh. That's Bex.
What was that?
Wow. I was singing a song to
singing
coffee.
About coffee. Wow. Oh, she likes coffee.
I didn't know Justin was recording that, Justin.
So Lisa's the only one that can use this technology.
Well, Billy, Billy
yeah,
can,
I think it's
you
made
can,
for
you.
You
can sort of sing. You could sort of sing. I mean, not great, but you could sort of carry a tune.
Here Billy, is me up.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, you could sort of sing.
Yeah.
Not like Lisa. You can't
Matt,
sing like
Matt,
Lisa.
Go ahead. You're try so to funny. Sing a song, Matt.
No,
go
don't.
Now,
no.
Come on.
Sing, Matt, sing
come
Happy
on.
Birthday.
Yeah, go ahead.
You well, why do you have to embarrass me on a Friday?
Well, because we've already done me.
Okay, what do you want me to sing? Any song?
Just sing "Happy Birthday."
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Well, that's not bad.
Happy
good.
Birthday, ooh, dear Lisa. Oh. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I think that would work. Okay, the technology would get
okay,
it.
How do you feel now
good
making
job.
Fun of me?
No, you know, I put it out there and you did it.
Yeah. Oh, now I want to sing some more.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what yeah. Yesterday in Old Fall River, Mr. Andrew
you
Bourne
always
died,
go to that
and he
song.
Got his daughter Lizzie on a charge of homicide. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah, you I'll could stop. Sing that song perfectly. I don't think the technology
not
would
gonna,
know.
Yeah, it's not going to pick it up.
It's not in the system.
Yeah, exactly.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are teaming up. They're involved in a charity now where you have a chance to go to L.A. and hang out with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. And they kind of posted the promo, and it was kind of funny, but here's some of it right here.
Hey, I'm Ben Affleck.
I'm Matt Damon.
And we'd like to invite you to come to L.A. and have lunch with us. And hang
yeah,
out.
Basically, we'll fly you and a friend to L.A., and you'll come.
Oh, hold on. You gotta spice it up. You gotta make it appealing, right?
Spice it up.
But like right now, no one wants to come have dinner with this guy. Well, let's do another take, and you, like, stop. Okay. Push it.
Hey, everybody, it's Matt Damon.
Dude, not, you don't act. Don't be weak.
You like, just said
human
it.
Beings don't behave like tell them something they're interested in. People might be interested. Hey, when you come see Jason Bourne, Batman, Robert Pattinson's coming. No, Jeremy Renner will be
yeah,
there.
You get the
Jeremy,
idea.
Jeremy Renner,
yeah. Like, you understand people thinking Jason Bourne and Batman. That's who we are.
I love them together.
Oh, yeah. Man.
No, we don't root. It's interesting. Now, we root against Brady, but they're Boston guys. They're not in Boston anymore.
Right. I got to tell you, seeing them do that, it was cool to see them back together.
Yeah,
you know,
I like
side
them.
By side.
I love Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Oh, God. When they won the Academy, it's one of the high points of this show.
Yes.
When they won the Academy Award for screenplay,
for
Good Will
Hunting,
and then they went to a party. So it was 3 or 4 in the morning. So it would have been like 7 o'clock our time. And we had them both on the show live.
From an after
party. After the night they won the Academy
That's
Award.
So cool.
Hey, Matty. Oh, yeah. It was really cool.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
God, I just got chills thinking about it.
Yeah. Remember that? That was before Lisa. I don't think
Yeah. Way before me.
Way before Lisa.
So cool.
I've always been a fan of Matt Siegel and the other guy.
Yeah. I do have kind of a now this. This story broke locally here in Boston and New England this week. Channel 7 anchor Elena Pinto was, well, apparently fired. And she posted about it and says that she was fired because she took a cameo role in the new Adam Sandler movie, Hubie Halloween. I actually have the clip from the movie where she does her cameo. Here it is right here.
Welcome back. You're watching Wake Up Boston, and it's October 31st, which is a special day across the country, but most especially in Salem, America's unofficial Halloween capital. And now Wake Up Boston's Tracy Phillips is live with the mayor of Salem, David Benson. And Tracy, you went with Harley Quinn, too?
Sure did, Aaron.
Very good. I don't get this story at all.
Me either, but it did go national last night. It made the national
news.
No,
I know, but anchors have been in movies a lot. It's always a scene of the...
Absolutely.
There's a lot of movies. Of course, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but there I remember a lot of movies where the anchor speaks, you know, and he just plays the part of himself, basically.
Right.
So And they fired her over
yeah.
that?
Yeah. I mean, I know historically weathermen or weather people in the mm-hmm. Boston area have done cameos.
They
in
got, well, why would they get...
Yeah, like, wouldn't you be happy that she's like...
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, it doesn't make any sense either. I think something else was going on.
Well, she claims in her post that, you know, that's what it was. Apparently, it's in the contract that they not.
Yeah, well, they didn't respond. I don't know.
Yeah.
Here, click on that. Hold on a second. I'm looking at something. Newscaster cameos. No, nothing good.
Oh.
I'll let you know if I find anything. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird story.
Big news. The Pats will play the Broncos Sunday at 1 o'clock. Looks like Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore will both be in the lineup. And then later in the afternoon, Tom Brady and the Bucs will play Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. So you've got a good day of football right there. Mm-hmm. And we're brought to you by Boston Laser. Reclaim your vision of 2020 by getting LASIK with the team at Boston Laser. Tired of the contact lenses, glasses fogging up with your mask on? Turn around your 2020 with LASIK. Book a free evaluation at bostonlaser.com. If it's LASIK, it's Boston Laser. And there you go.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down.
Carole King. I feel the earth move. I think I got
morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. So the mayor is getting a little testy. What did he say? Don't make me shut it down again.
Yep, pretty much.
It's like your dad.
Yep.
It's like your dad.
Yeah.
When you're downstairs horsing around and he's upstairs and he yells down, don't make me shut this house down. Yep. Go to bed.
Yep, no parties.
Go to bed.
If we don't do what we need to do, and we don't start to take responsibility as individuals, we're going to be in a potential case where I have to stand at this podium and talk about shutting down the city again.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
see,
boy.
I like that. I mean, I liked how he said that. That was cool.
Yep.
How he built it up. If I have to, if you keep going, I'm going to have to shut it down. Okay, Dad.
Don't make me do
I
it.
I feel yeah. like that's my dad yelling at me when I'm oh, horsing yeah. around past bedtime when I was like 10 years old.
I'll give you something to cry
yeah.
about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a okay. famous line.
Don't look at your mother. Do not look at your mother. Right. Look yeah. at me. Right. I'm the one that's talking to you.
Right.
I will shut you down, Matthew.
What was the famous one? I brought you into this world and I can take you out.
Well... We don't really quote Bill Cosby much anymore.
Not really.
No, we don't use good Bill Cosby lines. God, if you think back to that story.
Yeah.
That crazy. One. Crazy. Yeah. One of the few comics that worked 100% clean. He was great with the kids. Everybody liked Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
And then he roofied some roofies to a couple of gals. And next thing you know, you can't say his name anymore. Mm. My thing is, I would give roofies to me, and then...
Oh, my goodness.
Yikes.
Well, they made a whole movie out of it. It was very popular. Think about that. Think about how weird that story is. Read all the thing with the roofies and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That whole movie, what's it called? Oh, God, it's so sad. The famous comedy. Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, The Hangover?
The Hangover.
Yeah,
The Hangover was a whole movie about roofies.
Oh, yeah, the whole premise.
It was a comedy about doing roofies.
Yeah, pretty much.
How bizarre is that that happened? Okay, Bill Cosby will never get out of jail, ever, because he was giving roofies to women, which, of course, is awful.
Awful.
Well, he was, yeah.
But The Hangover was all about the guys giving roofies to themselves. And then, of course, they were peeing and a tiger walked in. And I don't know.
God.
I don't know what happened.
Well, it was Zach Galifianakis. His character.
Well, they all took it.
Well, he roofied them. They didn't know they were getting it.
They didn't know. And then the dentist lost his tooth.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
Oh, God, that was so funny. It was one of the funniest. I've never
That movie was really funny.
Yeah.
It's funny because just the other day, me and my boy, we was wondering why they even call them roofies. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No, that's a different movie.
Yeah.
That's a different roofie movie. Anyway, it's Friday, which is good because... No offense. As much as I love seeing you guys, I need some sleep. Oh, my God. I had one of those weird alarm wake-up things today. Like, I sat up in bed and said, who is playing music? Like, like I was living with my children again. Who is playing music? And my wife goes, that's the alarm, Matt.
Oh,
it goes off every single day.
Oh, you were like in a
get
dream
up
state.
And close the door and go do your radio show. Wow. I'm going back to sleep. Swear to God, I sat up. Who's playing music? I think I sat there. I think I had the volume higher than it normally is or something.
Yeah. But it was like you were in a dream state.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like a deep sleep when that alarm went off. Yeah. Who's playing music? Oh, my God. I have another story about this, as long as we're talking about my wife talking to me. So yesterday, I'm amusing myself with those stupid TikTok videos.
Yeah.
And I did something that I knew I shouldn't do. I said, honey, come over here. Look at this. This is a funny one. And she looked at it, and she just shook her head, and she goes, this is what you've been looking at? What are you, 12 years old?
I landed on one last night. I had to keep playing it over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. And I play it for my wife. What? This is it? You're looking at these stupid videos all day?
Oh,
all
so
day?
Good.
Did you see the one where the two girls are dancing and then they both take shots from
basketball.
Half court?
Yeah.
And they both make it at the same time and then just keep dancing.
Did you see that? Well, yeah, because they make it look like they. Yeah. Did you see the one where the guy reaches in to pick up the cartoon banana and it turns into a real banana? Have you ever seen that
those
one?
Those are the transition videos. They're the best.
Yeah, but there are some good ones and bad ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one is the best I ever saw. Mm-hmm. See what I mean? And now I'm talking about it on the radio. This is how I've generated. This is what the virus has done to me.
Well, it's done it to
it's
a lot of
turned
us.
Me, yeah, into a complete moron.
I know. You used to be like a reader.
Yeah.
I know. I used to read books.
No, you really did.
I really have to. I know. I got to go back.
Yeah. No, I like this, Matt. Well, stay.
I think you could do a little of both. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Bill's got some news for you on the other side. We play the texting game where you have a chance to win $1,000. Stay with us.
Good morning. It is Friday. It's October 16th. It's going to be cloudy for the most part today. Highs about 60 degrees. We're going to get some rain later today and tonight. Cloudy start for tomorrow. Maybe some sun later in the day. Highs again close to 60 degrees. And then sunny on Sunday. We just mentioned Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has been watching the COVID numbers rise in Massachusetts and in Boston. And he's suggesting if it doesn't stop, he may have to shut the city down again. And he's also warning people who are holding parties and or large gatherings, there could be fines in your future. Last night, the dueling town halls, President Trump on NBC, Joe Biden on ABC, both at 8 o'clock last night. We'll hear more from those town halls coming up later this morning. And don't forget, early voting at Fenway Park this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. Ballot boxes are going to be set up across the city as well this week. And by the way, Kamala Harris suspending her in-person campaign with three members of her staff now testing positive for the virus. Chris Christie says he spent as many as 6 days in ICU battling the virus. He's now encouraging everybody to wear a mask. And members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra doing pop-up performances around the city to help people cope with the ongoing pandemic. Tony nominations announced yesterday. Jagged Little Pill gets 15. Moulin Rouge gets 14. And again, we are world premiering the new Justin Bieber song all day today, starting in just a couple of minutes. And Lisa Dunneman will check out your drive.
Fitness Kiss 108 Studios. Now back to Maddie in the morning
on Kiss 108.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. So I'm down here in Florida. I got to tell you, people give Florida a bad rap. You know, well, it's kind of there as a hillbilly aspect to Florida. But listen to this story. A guy, 80 years old, was mowing his lawn and passed out. It was a hot day, heat exhaustion. He passed out. Somebody called an ambulance. They came. They took care of it. It was just a heat thing, and they cooled him down, and he came back. But then there was the lawn, and the EMTs mowed the rest of the lawn.
That's such a sweet story.
That's the world I want to live in.
Yeah, I love that story.
AMTs, this poor guy. They said, all right, and it, I don't imagine it was a particularly large lawn, but still.
I love that story.
It's such a feel-good story.
Yeah, let's mow the lawn for the guy. That's who I want to be.
I totally agree.
I want to be the EMT that comes to people's houses. I'll mow the lawn for you, pal.
That's
unfortunately,
never going to happen.
I'm the other guy.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Well, first of all, I don't think I've mowed my own lawns.
Yeah.
For a really long time.
I don't think you'll find a lawnmower in the garage.
No. Okay. Let's not make this about me not having a lawnmower.
You could get like a ride on.
That's what I envision. Yeah, you need a beer in your hand.
And the ride on.
Yeah.
What are you? Yeah. Picture me as a hillbilly?
A lot of guys, since the pandemic has started, have started like cutting their own lawn because they're sitting at home and they're like, you know what, I might as well. So they get on the ride on mower and off they go.
I did have a snowblower once.
Oh.
Snowblowers are horrible. If it's like a really bad snowstorm and the wind's blowing, the snow comes right into your face. You know?
Yeah.
You're right. No, I used to, that was my big chore when I was growing up. You know, I had to mow the lawn, you know.
Did you mow other people's lawns too for money?
No, I did shovel people's driveways for money.
I did that.
I did that too, actually.
Yeah, I did that.
My brother and I would head out.
That's nice.
Yeah, you'd go out and
help people out. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of looking back, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And you'd have steady accounts, you know, the same ones.
Well, my parents didn't have any money, so if I wanted to buy some goofy thing, I'd have to earn it.
Right.
Know? And that was the only way. You're 12 years old. What else can you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go over to your neighbor's house.
Yeah. Just shovel away.
Shovel the walkway.
Yeah. Do you make your kids shovel? They don't shovel.
They do. Yeah. We make them shovel. Absolutely. Get out there.
Oh, I had girls. Yeah. I had girls. They didn't do anything. Don't get me started on that. What did they do for me? Like ever once.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Upbeat now. Yeah. Upbeat. Yeah. You shoveled. That's
it's
good.
Upbeat Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, really.
They loved you.
Have boys and they shovel, you still go out
and
have to redo it. Yeah.
Of course you do. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're not going to get back to this, of the uselessness of children. I mean, you know, they have their moment. Well, you know what I liked was the hi, daddy thing.
Yeah.
Daddy's home. Hi, daddy.
Aww,
yeah,
that's
sweet.
All I wanted. Yeah. Yeah. And now I get, hi, daddy. You know, it's been a rough month. Yeah. I was just wondering, you know, not a lot, maybe like $1,000.
Hi, daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little help.
Yeah.
Hi, daddy.
Yeah.
Hi, daddy.
Yeah.
They don't mean it, though. Like, anytime my mom calls and I'm in the middle of watching something, I'll be, like, really short with her. And then I have to remind myself, like, don't do that. She's just calling to say hi. So we don't mean it as children.
Yeah. Well, so you're the child.
Yes.
So in this movie, I'm the...
Yeah.
I'm the adult.
Mm-hmm.
You're the child.
Yeah.
When you think of a family conversation, it's with your mother.
Yeah, not with... I don't have
my
children.
My family conversation is... the other way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, mine's both, too.
Now, you have both.
Yeah, because my dad's still around.
Yeah, you're both your parents. Well, yeah. I know your parents.
Yep.
I know your parents well.
Yep.
Yeah. But, yeah, me and Bill, we're strictly one way. You know what I mean? We're getting it the other way. I tell you, the thing that my worst fear is when my children and my wife are having a conversation about me and I'm at the table and... It doesn't matter. What are we going to do with him? When are they going to start calling me Pop?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's what I'm afraid of. Daddy is going to be, that's what happened with my father. My father was always Dad, and then it became Pop.
When you have grandchildren.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Imagine that, you with some little grandbabies. You'll be sneaking them M&Ms.
I don't mind being a grandfather. I'd like to be a grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how they would address me, too. I love it when you're going
Absolutely.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Big Papa's in the house. Now go clean your room.
Oh, man.
That's great.
Yeah. Good morning, Lisa.
Hello, Papa.
Let's get that new one. Kiss 108. Bieber.
Kiss 108, New Music Friday, world premiere.
Yo, what's up? This is Benny Blanco.
And I'm Justin Bieber.
And you're listening to our new song,
Lonely,
on Kiss 108.
It's time.
Right now.
That's how I feel. For right now.
My head is spinning right now.
With Maddie in the morning.
Well, early morning. Better come down to right now.
Right now. I said right now.
Right now is brought to you by Dunkin'. Head to Dunkin' for a welcome taste of normal, where they're happy to do what they can to keep you running to whatever it is you need to be. They've been open and will remain open with the coffee you like, the way you like it. America runs on Dunkin'. If you'd like to be part of right now, give us a call, 617-931-1108. Whatever you want to talk about, it's just our way of, you know, hearing back from you. Kind of like a town hall. It's like the Maddie Town Hall every day. Let's start with Danielle. Good morning, Danielle.
Hey, Maddie, how's it going?
Fine, I guess, all things considered. The fact that I have, yeah, it's a, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead. My mind was wandering. Because there's a giant lightning thunderstorm in my house right now. And I'm wondering if how many trees are going to be knocked down. But other than that, how are you, Danielle?
I'm good. I had a question because me and my friend were watching TV the other night and a Jordans commercial came on and there's this Boston guy talking to Elliot, the Jordans guy, like on a couch. And we were having a conversation. We didn't know if it was you. It kind of sounded like you, but we didn't know what you looked like. But I wasn't sure. Is that you?
No. That's not me.
It's Lenny Clark.
Yeah, if you want to know what I look like, God, we have 10,000 posts all over the place. I mean,
no, but it was fun to call.
No, that's not me. Mm-mm. I did a commercial for Jordan's Furniture, but that was like 30 years ago. Yeah.
Oh,
no, that wasn't me. Yeah. Just close your eyes and picture. You know who I look like a lot? That soccer player.
David Beckham.
Yeah, I got a lot. I don't have the ink. I'm like David Beckham without the ink. Yeah, but thank you, Danielle. Have a wonderful weekend, my love.
You too.
Yeah. Let's go to Laura. Hey, Laura, what's up?
Oh, hello. Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. What's going on, kid?
Oh, I had a joke I wanted to share. I thought you might like it.
I doubt it, but go ahead. Well, our caller, whenever this happens all the time, we've never had a caller call in with a joke that really works. So you don't announce a joke. You just say it. That's the trick of comedy. That's a comic trick. Once you tell people, you know, like if you're telling a joke, say, hey, you know what happened to me? The blah, blah, blah. I ran into an old guy on a park bench. Now you're going to set the stage for a joke and we're all going to get nervous that the joke is funny. So I'm just teaching you a little comedy trick. All right, go ahead.
I so appreciate that. I'll remember that next time. So,
all right.
I got to put in the Irish brogue though, because it's a recipe for Irish bean soup. It's called 239 bean soup. Have you heard of it? You got
okay,
to count.
Okay, wait, hold on. You have a funny little accent.
Yeah, 239 bean something.
239 Irish bean soup. Oh. You have to count out all the beans. You can't have any less. You can't have any more, because if you added even just one more bean instead of 239, it would be 240.
It'd be 240 and 240. Yeah. That's funny.
You have to have the English accent.
That was really funny.
240, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's really cute.
This is why I don't watch The Crown, because I can't follow the English accent.
It's tough.
Yeah. Same with me. I'd say, what?
Laura, how long you been in the States, hon?
Oh, I'm actually American. I was just putting on the accent so I could get my call through.
Oh, wow. That was pretty
very
good.
Clever.
Wow.
Very clever the other calling joke. With an accent.
Wow.
Very, very good.
That was a great accent.
I know.
Yeah, that's a good accent. It's not a
thank
great
you.
Joke.
Not
thank
it's you.
A great
no.
accent.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can't even say. Well, I had to redeem myself because I called in a few weeks ago, and I know you're now in a thunderstorm, but here... That day, you had a calm day, but it was windy here, and I was out of my car by the time I got on the phone, and you were complaining about the wind, so I had to redeem myself. I felt bad.
Oh, I remember that
yeah,
call.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, speaking of which, I had a hard time with meteorology. I mean, I failed rain. I failed clouds. The only thing, well, I passed wind, but still.
Oh, you see that's there? A joke.
There's your joke for you, Laura. You can call another. Why don't you call Magic and tell him that joke? Anyway, thank you, Laura. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Instead of 239, it would be 240.
Okay.
That was really, really good. That accent.
Good accent. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. In fact, everyone has to have an accent or don't go on the air now. That's a new rule. Kevin! Why do you always feel like you have to yell it? You always feel like you have to yell that name for some reason.
Kevin!
Hi, Kevin. What's up?
Hey there. Good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm good. Top of the morning to you, Kevin. Top of the morning to you.
Well, the fact of the matter is this, Matty. When I was young, I never, ever mowed my mom's lawn. Never. Never even looked at it. But now I'm on my way to work. I'm a landscaper, and all I do is mow lawns.
Oh, boy. That's irony right there, buddy. Are you really a landscaper, or was that just a joke?
No, in real life, I'm really a landscaper, and I'm on my way right now to work to meet the crew, and all I do is dig holes and mow lawns, but it keeps my daughter in diapers, so I'm happy to do it.
That's good.
I did that when I was at a college job, and I got fired. Well, I kind of accidentally knocked an entire wall down that we had spent all morning building.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah. I had one of them little caterpillars, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Bobcat.
So if I had a little problem.
I'm sorry, Kevin, what?
If I might just take a moment to, A, thank you guys for years of keeping me company. You guys are fantastic. And if I might say hello to Amy Beth, my fiance, my son Donato, and my little girl Maggie, and you guys have a wonderful weekend. Boston loves you. We're lucky to have you all.
Well, aren't you nice? So you have to go dig some holes now, do you, Kevin?
Oh, I'm going to be mowing the lawn. My boss texted us at like 6 o'clock. He said, it might be a wet one, but we're going for it, and we've got lots of lawns. It's the last mowing of the season for everybody.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. We'll fill in the holes, yeah.
Hole after hole after hole after hole for days.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. All right, Kevin. I like the Kevin. I like it. Gets a call from the head landscaper guy. This is it. We're going to get it in before the rain. Come on, fellas.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Up.
Go. Mow that lawn. That's awesome.
I think you should send us a text in the morning.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I'd hire him to mow my lawn. And, yeah.
Although Maddie's text would be like, we have to do it again.
We have to do another.
Come on. Let's fire that sucker up. Here we go.
Yeah.
Come on, get everybody. Out there.
Clean lawns for everybody.
This
you
is
know,
it.
When you have a work like that, you know what we call blue collar work? You know, when you're done, something got improved.
Yeah, it's satisfying.
Like
yeah.
You had the lawn didn't look good, and then you mow it and trim and do stuff, and then you're done, and you look back, and look at that. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas does this stupid job, when it ends, I look back, and what do I have? Nothing. Like nothing to show for morning's work. Every day. Well, that was nothing.
There's that little deposit you make a couple of times a month.
It's not that yeah. long.
No, it certainly shows itself.
Yeah. It's lasting.
Yeah.
No, I understand that I get
life changing.
No, I get that I get paid. I get that. But I don't.
Yeah.
But then you look back, what have you done?
Well, Kevin said you're changing his life. He
loves
it. Yeah.
Life changing.
You're putting a smile on people's face.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not always, but
well, the last time you smiled, Bill. Talking to me. Let's go to Catherine. Catherine, hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm getting married today.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Today?
Wow.
Like today?
Yeah, today.
Today's your wedding day and you called us? No kidding.
I did.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I love you guys. I listen to you guys every single day.
You're very sweet. Well, that's exciting. You're getting married today.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
I had to postpone it because of COVID. So I'm actually
so great.
Pregnant with my first.
Oh, you're pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, she just buried the lawn. Of course I was going to ask her if she, when
well,
did
she
do?
Well, she had to postpone it. No, but were you pregnant when you were supposed to get married the first time?
Yeah, very, very new, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, that child's already born. Yeah. This is her second. This pandemic's been going on so long.
Oh,
this is
so
her,
funny.
This is her second child.
Pandemic pregnancies.
I like that.
Exactly. Well, congratulations, Catherine.
Yeah, congratulations.
For getting married, the baby, the whole thing.
That's exciting. Yeah.
Thank you very much, you guys.
All right, yeah.
Yep, new beginnings.
Yeah, today. Today's the day.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Yeah, what do you say to that, Bill?
Friday wedding.
Oh, the computer's stuck again. Oh.
Yeah,
Friday wedding. Bill always puts down Friday weddings because it's cheaper. You know, Bill.
Okay, I wasn't everybody even aware of the Friday cheap wedding deal until you brought it up a couple of years ago. I said, oh, really? It's cheaper?
Well, yeah, but I told you that in private. You're not supposed to talk about it on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Friday. You know, that's like you're talking about Savannah Guthrie looking like she's in a humid place, whatever the hell you said. What did he say?
He said she just came out of the Everglades.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you tell if somebody looks humid?
Well, I guess her hair
was flat.
And it was wavy.
Was running.
We all hated her shoes. They're horrible
shoes. Yeah,
it was
very clunky.
Clunky shoes. Yeah. Especially when you're a full-size gal, you want to wear a more petite kind of shoe.
I was thinking, just more of a pointy-toe pump or something.
Just a tip.
Yeah.
it's a tip.
Let's take the next call.
You know what? I'm not helping anybody anymore.
I know.
Everyone's judging me. Let's go to Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Maddie. I'm here with my husband. So we're actually on our honeymoon. We got married a week ago. We're driving from the Keys up to Jupiter, Florida today to go fishing.
You're driving from the Keys to Jupiter? That's a long drive.
Mm.
Yeah. It is a long drive. Yeah, my husband's obsessed with fishing. So we just wanted to call in and say we're still listening to you, even when we're down here in Florida.
Well, aww. Jupiter's a nice little town. That's where Bob Kraft got his massage. That was Jupiter.
Sure.
Also, Tiger Woods lives in Jupiter. Probably.
Yeah, we're going to play parlors today. We're not going to go to a massage parlor there today. No worries.
Okay. So you're going fishing? Is that what you said?
Yeah, we're going fishing.
Oh, great. And Jupiter.
And Jupiter. I go to that place, the Square Grouper.
Yeah, Square Grouper's there.
Yeah.
Okay, congratulations. Enjoy your honeymoon. Yeah.
Boy,
the people. People calling us in the middle of their wedding.
Wow. Yeah.
That's cool, I guess. How do they hear us? I still
on
don't
the call. App, the iHeartRadio app.
Okay, well, I'm not technical.
Well, it plays through your Bluetooth in your car. So it's just like music, mm-hmm. like you're listening to the radio.
So people can listen.
Yeah. And
they could listen to the show in Florida?
Yeah.
All over the
all
world.
Over.
Yeah, we had somebody call in from Ireland a couple months
Son
ago.
Son of a gun.
And it's free.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. Do we get compensated for that?
Not at all.
Not even a little. Okay. Let's go to Tyler. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, good morning, mate.
Oh, here we go.
Hey,
top
better.
Of the morning to you, Tyler.
Hey, I'm actually calling from Australia.
Funny, you don't really have an Australian
Not
accent,
really.
Tyler.
But it's kind of more New Zealand.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I just called in because I'm a landscaper too, and I'm actually currently dumping our truck.
Hey, what's the deal? Okay, so you're a landscaper. So it's October. What is today? The 17th?
The 16th.
Yeah,
16th. Whatever it is. When does the grass in New England stop growing?
Well, it kind of like always grows, so we're kind of always mowing the lawns, but it makes it really hard because the leaves fall on it.
Mm.
So we either have to blow off the leaves or mow up the leaves with the grass, which is really hard because then the thing that catches the grass builds up quick, and it's just a lot of work.
Boy, Tyler, I don't know if you're new at this. I don't think the grass grows during the winter. It's pretty much dormant. It doesn't...
kind of freezes.
So, okay.
This might be Tyler's like... first day on the job.
Yeah.
Well, he might be the leaf guy.
I don't
does
remember
all the
ever
leaves.
Having to mow the lawn in
well, okay, maybe,
January.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe I'm right.
It's actually my dad's business, so I'm kind of...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, Tyler, your dad is a landscaper, and you're more of into, you know, musical theater and that sort of thing.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Yeah, and everybody doesn't do the same thing their dad does.
Tyler.
Yeah. Okay, Tyler, keep up the good work, buddy.
All righty.
What, Bill? What?
I was thinking the same.
You were? Oh, Lord.
Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
That's great.
Yeah, different strokes, as I said. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Amy. Hey, Amy.
Hey, Maddie. Good morning.
Good morning, Amy. What's going on?
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to all the veterinary technicians out there. It is Veterinary Technician Appreciation Week, so anybody who has an animal...
Who made that up? That is not a real thing. There's not a whole week dedicated to veterinary techs. I can see maybe veterinarians. Yeah. I don't think veterinary techs get a week.
I think I might have to hang up on you.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. But yeah. I love you guys because I love my dog and Romo, my dog. And you know, whenever I brought him in and he's had little problems over the years here and there. And I love you guys. So thank you for your work, you know?
Well, it is a real thing, and I want to just say thank you to all the veterinary technicians out there, and there are so many animals out there that get our care and our special attention every day, mm-hmm. and I just want to make sure everybody knows to thank your tech.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Amy. I have no idea what she said.
She wants thanks everybody to thank
thanks
the
your
techs.
Tech. Yeah.
Thanks to cats?
No, the tech.
Now she's saying that everybody should go out there and thank their
own tech.
Yeah,
because they're putting in a lot of work.
Right.
Yeah.
You want me to thank my dog for what?
Your vet tech.
Oh, thank the techs.
Yeah. I just said all that. Yeah.
I know what I already said.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she wants people everywhere to thank.
Oh, no, I'm not enough.
No.
She wants everyone else to thank.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no radio host day. No one's thanking us.
I know.
There is?
Yeah, there is a DJ. Yeah, like a radio DJ day.
What?
Oh, please. Spare me.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What day is that?
It is actually coming up January 20th.
Wow.
All right, let's go to Penny on line one. Hello, Penny. Penny.
Hey, Maddie.
How are you? I'm good. What's up?
So I am actually English, and I did call you about a year ago. And all you kept going on about was the warm beer.
Okay, you're calling from where?
Yeah, I'm in Massachusetts.
You got a bad line, Penny.
Yeah.
You want to put Penny on hold and go back to her?
We'll put you on hold. She says you're talking about the warm air.
Oh, the warm air.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take Penny. Penny's got a bad line. Let's go to Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Talk to me.
So I found a murder hornet in my house.
How do you know it was a murder hornet and not just a hornet, a bee?
Because it was a monstrosity.
How big was it?
Massive. Probably 2 inches. I don't even know. It was massive.
No way.
And then I kept it, and all my neighbors were telling me that it's signaling all of its friends to flush it down the toilet ASAP.
Okay.
Did you call, like, animal control or something and show them the hornet?
I actually
call animal control for an insect?
No, but if it's a murder hornet, it's a serious thing. Like, they need to know that it's in the area.
So my daughter, who's 7, she's like, call the police. And my husband's a police officer. I was like, there is no way I'm calling a police officer.
Your daughter's father is a cop, and she said to call a different cop? Boy, that figures, huh?
I know.
Oh, really? That's my life.
Dad's useless. Yeah. Get a real cop in here.
Yeah, get a real cop in here. Yeah.
This Kiss 108 Studios. Now back to Maddie in the Morning.
On Kiss 108.
Hey, radio buddies. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good morning. Little behind the scenes thing. You know, we always talk about Billy's personal stuff. Little behind the scenes things with Lisa that I have never shared on the air. When they were doing Lisa's contract, they got to a point where they were a little bit stuck. Lisa goes, geez, I was like a little more. And the company said, I'll tell you what, We'll set it up so every time they play a game on the morning show, you'll win. And she said, okay, I'll take it. So now we're going to play a game where only Lisa could possibly win.
No, Billy won the last time. This was a good game for him.
Oh, yeah, finish the lyrics.
Yeah, he won the last
time. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, our listeners don't know what the game is. Bex will now explain it.
Yep. So it's Finish the Lyric. Justin Bieber just released his new song, and it's a ballad. And Billy was complaining about how it's so slow and he's so miserable, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So we put together a Finish the Lyric game of different ballads that are extremely emotional.
Oh,
and Justin's going to run it.
Well, what makes it a game? Oh, we have to finish the lyric?
Finish the lyric. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Lisa will win this one.
No. You know what, Lisa. Bill? You're my go-to for, like,
I would know this if it was country songs.
Absolutely. Well, there might be some country songs in there. Aren't country songs?
Well, we don't know. Yeah. It's up to Justin. Justin, we don't know what the songs are.
Right. Justin, you're on.
Yeah, I'm
Justin,
here.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm here. You ready? You guys ready?
Yep. Lisa's first.
All right, here we go, Lisa. Turn
around. Every now again I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming round.
Well, wow.
There it is.
Well, she didn't just know the lyrics. She sang the lyrics.
I love that song.
I like that song too.
Matt, every time that comes on, I think of you because I know that you like that song too.
I like that song.
Yeah, I think it's game over.
I told you.
That was too good.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, I love that song. Wait,
didn't
I actually want to
come back a couple years ago.
I love that song. I really need you tonight. Forever's gonna start tonight. Boy, you want to hear something really sad? That song, the reason it happens to be one of those songs that I have on my playlist on my iPod, and if you're thinking I misspoke, no, that's it, an iPod. And this is awful. It's breaking down, right? It's not working anymore. I've dropped it a few times, you know. I can't replace it because it's on some computer from like 10 years ago at like three different radios, not different stations, but different buildings that we were in. And that's like 500 or 600 song gone. Like, that's sad.
And there's no way to transfer it over?
You can't transfer it from the iPod. You have to go to...
Well, if you connect it,
you can put it in the cloud, right?
The playlist, is it... The cloud?
I don't think the cloud existed when the iPod came out.
No, I think you
should
back it up.
No, there was no cloud.
No, you should be able to do it on your iTunes.
No, it's on a computer that
Yeah, but if it's on your iPod, you should still be able to connect your iPod to a computer and it'll connect to iTunes.
Right.
And
is it okay, you're not listening.
Oh, God.
It's not on my iPad. It's on a computer that was sold at auction for about $20.
But we'll figure it out.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Billy's turn.
All right, here we go. Billy, finish the lyric. I would do anything
for love. Oh, I know it. I'm going to steal.
But I won't do that.
Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, that's Meatloaf.
Yeah!
What are the odds? There's two songs I would have known.
Yeah, Matt loves that song.
That's Meatloaf. By the way, for extra credit, what is it he won't do?
Was it something
He'll do
in the
anything
car?
For love, but he won't do that.
Forgive her?
Well, yeah. If she cheats.
Cheats on
If she cheats, he won't stay. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Here we go, Matt. Finish the lyric. Have I told you lately that I love
you? Oh, Jesus. That's Rod Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Have I told you there's no one else above you?
Ooh, yeah. Have I told you there's
no one else above you? Wow.
Everybody's on the board.
Boy, these love songs.
Wow. All right, let's keep it going, Lise. Finish the lyric.
Yeah, boy, we've never had it.
See you.
Oh, my God. This is, what a run.
Right.
We need to move it into this generation, though.
There's too much pressure now because I don't want to be the first one to blow the game.
All right, here we go, Bill. No pressure. And then a hero
comes along. Oh, you know this one.
Oh, my God, and I love this song.
Come on, Billy.
Wait a minute.
Oh, God, how do you not know Hero?
Come on, Billy.
Come on,
Billy. Okay.
Strong. Strength to carry
strength, on. Strength to carry on.
You gave it to him.
You gave it to him.
Well, it's with the strength.
Yeah.
You gave it. Matt gave it to you.
Yeah. You got a buzzer, Bill.
Yeah.
Way to go.
How was it?
Sorry, Bill.
I hate her now.
Oh, my God.
You're
Mariah Carey. You're Mariah Carey rage.
God.
All right. Ready, Matt? Here we go. Finish the lyric.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Can you play it again? Mm-hmm. I kind of lost it.
I know it if you don't have it.
Oh, it's just the way you are.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Okay.
All right, here's the song that we got us on this topic. It's the brand new Justin Bieber right here.
Yes.
World premiere.
Kiss 108, new music.
Maddie in the morning, you know?
Kiss 108.
Okay, well documented. I have terrible hearing and I'm tone deaf and everything else. Isn't that last couple of piano notes like way off? Like off key or something? Don't they sound weird?
Well, Justin thinks they sound like he's yodeling.
Yeah.
After the yodeling.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, maybe the piano was out of tune.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Never much cared for the fellow, but he's very popular. My kids love him.
Oh, yeah.
He's Justin very Bieber. Talented.
Yeah, he's not for me. But, you know, a lot of kids like him.
He's cute.
I love him.
He's cute.
He can pick up any instrument and play it. Yeah. And I think that's so amazing.
And he can play hockey. He's a really good hockey player. So he's got them both.
And he's a real good drummer.
I like that. Yeah. Like to see a puck in his face, but that's just me.
That stick up in his face. Let him know you're there.
Yeah, damn right.
He's on SNL this weekend.
He
actually.
Is. Yeah. He's all over New York City right now with Haley, his wife.
And they're matching. Their outfits, Lisa said, are matching.
Oh, yeah, when couples start to match, when they start to dress alike. Do you and Marianne dress alike?
Oh, sure. I dress more or less the same, yeah. A golf shirt and a pair of shorts. Well, I'm in Florida, so every day it's a golf shirt and a pair of shorts.
Yeah, but there are like celebrity couples that dress alike on purpose. Yeah.
Where was anyone going?
Oh,
that you would dress alike?
They're roaming around New York City. Out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work in the pandemic? We can't go out to dinner. How does J-Lo and...
Oh,
what's his A-Rod. Face going? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're always dolled up, and they match too.
Yeah. Where are they all going? Where
they
are
go they out going? To dinner.
Well, LA is different too because you're outside the whole time.
Yeah, they go to Nobu and Malibu.
Yeah, they're not worried about.
Hey,
weather.
We found. Okay, I got it. We've isolated that piece of that new song from Justin Bieber. Hold on.
I'm so lonely.
Right, here it comes. Here it comes.
No? Yeah, it sounds very harpsichordish instead of
doesn't
piano.
Doesn't it? Like, yeah.
I think it's okay. Yeah. It works.
It sounds like, you know, somebody's cousin wants to sing a song at the wedding.
Oh, God, that always comes crashing down.
And everybody's uncomfortable.
Well, it's a very raw Justin. Yeah. So he's trying to,
very raw.
It's very raw.
That's a hot tip. Never let a relative perform at the
wedding.
I
know.
Never. It's just...
I was totally that girl when I was younger. We used to have dances. So.
Oh, yeah, let Bex dance.
Shut up and dance with me.
You remember
imagine that?
That
at a wedding.
That was at a live show.
Oh.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was really
crazy. So is your wedding still on?
Mine?
Yeah, well, were the rest of us already married? Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
no, Bill's not married.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah,
weren't we discussing
that?
Yeah.
That's right. Bill is just...
Past tense, we were discussing that.
Yeah, but we're still on. I mean, we have a date in June.
He's going to be one of those really cute couples that gets married like in their 80s.
I know.
You always see that at the
on
home.
On the bedside, yeah.
Yeah.
Bedside, wow.
Yeah, they take the tubes out.
She's holding
her
hand.
They take the tubes out. Yes. Just to say I do.
You see that in movies where they want to marry before they die.
She's caressing your hand.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Wow.
You'll make the local
awesome.
Paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His final words were, I do.
You know, you laugh.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I may surprise all of you.
I don't think so.
Okay, so the old lady walks up to the old man at the old age home, and she says, Art, if you drop your pants, I bet I can tell your age. So the man drops his pants, and she says, You're 83.
You're right. How could you tell?
You told me yesterday.
That's us.
Yeah, that's going to be you at the end. Yeah. No, yeah, it just... What do you, like when you go places and you introduce her, what do you say? This is my girlfriend? It sounds so weird.
I think I introduce her as Michelle.
So she could be the cleaning lady. I mean,
okay,
if you say,
I don't think I'd be going to dinner with a cleaning lady. But
no, but I mean,
be a little creepy.
No, but when you introduce someone, that's part of it.
Yeah.
Usually. I mean, if I introduce somebody...
He said his girlfriend before. I've heard you say that.
Yeah,
I know,
yeah.
But then people look at him like, you know...
Really?
Dude, really?
Like, okay.
It's got that creepy look to it. You know, it's like...
There it comes. Yeah.
You know
Friday.
What I mean?
Yeah.
This is my girlfriend. It's like, you
yeah.
know...
You know, it must be nice. You and that perfect life of yours. And, you know, don't forget, you were not always perfect. You know, you know what I mean?
Oh, Matt.
All I can say is things are great.
Good. Good. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And things are going to be great.
Good.
He's happy.
No, who's what?
He's happy. He seems
Nobody's happy.
Oh, I'm very happy.
Never.
Okay, well, you don't seem very happy.
You're one of the least happy people I know. That's why we get along. I couldn't be your friend if you were really, truly happy.
Yeah, things always seem like stacked
what would we,
up with
what
you.
Would we talk about?
Yeah, we're all very, you and I are very comfortable in misery, a pool of misery.
Yeah, I still have it, buddy. I still have it.
You still have it. You're still miserable as ever, Matty.
Yeah. People love it.
Oh.
In the world of entertainment, such as it is, what do you have coming up?
Kim Kardashian's got a movie gig. Ugh.
Well, if you don't, ugh, why do you even tell it?
No, does she have to?
No, do you know that we do a, for people who don't just listen this time of day, we do an early report in the 6 o'clock hour, and you teased that you were going to talk about Kim Kardashian then, and you never did.
Oh,
no,
I didn't?
Did.
I did.
Yeah,
no,
he mentioned it.
I certainly did. He roll did. The
did
tape, Joe.
Yeah, he did, Matt.
Oh, he did?
He did. Yeah. He mentioned it briefly.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. I turned his volume off. My bad.
Oh, my God.
I forgot.
It's never ending. There you are. Pool of misery.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we've got that. And Lady Gaga put out a song helping to get out the vote. And we've got a clip.
Oh, don't play that awful thing. Are you going to play that?
Get out the vote, bruh.
You know, I get paid based on listeners, and you play these awful things.
I think
things.
It's going to be fine. What do you want from me? We're in a pandemic, okay?
You're
nobody's
right.
doing
point.
Anything.
Oh, good point.
I love Maddie in the Morning.
It's Kiss 108, and we're back with Maddie in the Morning.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Here
we're not
is.
Really back with yeah. Maddie in the Morning. But now we've got, what on earth? Like, where do you go? You're in the house.
I lost track. Didn't you play two songs then?
Yeah, we
played. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Did you play two, like, really short songs?
Not
no,
really.
I mean, they're about, what were you doing?
Yeah.
No, I was feeding the dog.
Oh.
Well, I wasn't doing anything exciting. Wow, that's not, how long have I been missing?
Well, missing long enough.
Just a couple seconds.
But you know what? It's cool.
How long? Yeah. Was it seconds or minutes?
Seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
But what's cool is there's... Yeah. Not another radio show anywhere on the planet whose host was feeding the dog when the show was live.
What do you want me to do? Listen to the new Justin Bieber song? I mean, really, Mary? I'm sorry. My bad. I don't have an excuse. I lost track of time.
Yeah.
Well, I also got myself a little something to eat, too.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yep. There we go.
Well, the cafe is open.
The cafe is open for business.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay, everything's fine,
and
you want to talk about Savannah Guthrie?
She looked like the victim of a lot of humidity.
I don't even know what that means. But
now the entertainment update with Billy Costa.
I don't know where I get this stuff.
I actually know what you meant.
I mean,
first of all, she's a beautiful woman, so there's no knocking
and
her.
Brilliant.
But she didn't look, she did look a little, I noticed it too.
She did. Yeah.
Well, we were kidding around. We didn't like her shoes, too.
Yeah.
Well, the whole package was
off. But even her hair, she didn't look.
Yeah, it was weird.
She looked a little off.
It was like they had just told her she was doing it like an hour before.
Like, she couldn't go home to change.
It's
like national TV.
She didn't change.
Or like they woke her up and say, Savannah, it's now. You're, the president's waiting.
Comb?
Oh,
my goodness. You want to run a comb through your hair or something?
Wouldn't have heard if she did that either. Yeah. And then the clunky shoes. It just wasn't a...
It wasn't her best look.
She wasn't put together well.
No. Anyway, speaking of that, don't forget Fenway Park this weekend is going to be opened up as an early voting site. And that's all day tomorrow, 11 to 7, and then again on Sunday. And you're going to see drop boxes set up all over the city, as many as 17 of them. People looking to get out the vote, including Lady Gaga with this song right here.
Do you know how to vote? I know a place you can go. It's called turbovote.org. TURBOVOTE.org. They'll help you register, inform you how to vote, help tell you where to go. I know some of you still don't know.
You have to understand.
You know what?
I love it.
Again, we get paid based on how many people listen to this show. Yeah. Now they're all turning off. Can you help me
once in your life? Even the celebrities are stuck in the house. They've got nothing to do.
Well, and why do we have to play that?
Well, I mean, we're getting very close to an election, bruh. So she just thought she'd do her thing.
You know what's weird? Well, first of all, I'm eating a muffin while I'm talking with
you. I
is
know
bad.
You are.
But you know that Trump spent hours on his hair. I mean, Savannah could have sat in the chair for a minute.
Well, imagine, guys, imagine if she did.
Yeah.
If she looked too good?
No, I'm saying I think she probably did sit in a chair.
Oh, so you want to know who the hell is that hairdresser?
Yeah, somebody's getting fired.
Where's she working this morning?
You guys are so brutal.
I'm just saying.
I knew they were going to say that.
Yeah, and who was on the wardrobe with those shoes?
Oh, God. Billy used to sound like just so catty.
I want to review something about the show. So I spent 2 or 3 days talking 100% politics. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of heat on social. Maddie, we don't like it when you talk politics all the time. Mm-hmm. So I stopped talking politics. So now we reference the town hall, didn't say one word about anything Donald Trump said.
No.
We're just focusing on what Savannah Guthrie was wearing.
Yeah, her clunky shoes.
Somehow this is an improvement over talking about politics?
I don't think so. Those shoes could have had headlights. I mean...
Oh, my gosh. He is the devil.
Just a directional. Let us know when you're going to make a turn.
Billy, Savannah would own you.
Sorry,
I just think that's hysterical.
Don't you see why he's not married?
He's crazy.
No one would marry him.
Oh, my God. If your girlfriend came out in those shoes, you'd tell her to walk right
back. Oh, my God. Yeah. Michelle, I love you, but God, what's on your feet?
Listen, how can you be a straight man? It's one thing that the fascination with women's clothes. It's like most men, you know how men think about women's clothes? On or off? That's it.
Not him.
Are the clothes on or are they off?
Okay, in my defense, I came in very early this morning, and you, Siegel, were talking about Savannah Guthrie's shoes before I even walked in.
He goes, what's with the block heel?
Yeah. Oh, she had a block heel on. What?
Move along. I know you have no thing in your report. Everyone knows it.
Oh, yeah,
Everyone knows that the entertainment report is a joke. No one's doing anything.
Okay.
If you play Demi Lovato, I'll kill you. So help me God.
It just so happens this entertainment report is stacked. Give me some Demi Lovato on her.
It's very important for me that I get to use my platform for something much bigger than just singing. And there's been so many times where I wanted to write the president a letter or sit down with him and ask him these questions. And then I thought, well, that, like, I don't really actually want to do that. And I think one way that I could do that is writing a song and releasing it and for the whole world to hear. And then he has to answer those questions to everybody and not just me.
Okay. You mentioned Justin Bieber. We're world premiering his new single All Day today on KISS. He's the musical guest tomorrow night on Saturday Night Live. And something else that's going on this weekend, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, MTV is bringing back Unplugged. And this weekend is when Miley Cyrus does the first Unplugged for MTV. And she's going to do a lot of covers, including one of Britney Spears. And I've got a clip of that right here.
Give me more. Give me more.
Hold on. That's not Unplugged. That's totally plugged.
Well, that's,
what are you talking about?
Okay, first of all, that's the studio cover of the song. Tomorrow, well, this weekend, she'll do the Unplugged version.
Yeah, she's doing it in her backyard.
Why do you get so upset?
Well, because that's not Unplugged. That you're just playing a song. You just,
but
because
that's
you're just,
one of the
filler.
Songs she's going to be playing at
well,
Unplugged.
So what?
Filler?
Yeah.
How dare you?
That's complete filler.
You're accusing me of filler?
Why is Justin flailing?
Like, what are you playing the song that's not Unplugged? Hey, that would be a report. And here's a kind of an idea of what we're going to get Saturday night. That's not it.
Yeah, well, I didn't have the Unplugged because the Unplugged is happening this weekend.
Right.
How do you not get that?
It's just filler. Do you know what I mean?
Justin's claiming that is
first of
from
all,
Unplugged.
First of all, everything in this report is filler.
Yeah, it's like it's
yeah,
like,
that's what it is.
You know what you're like?
You want me to sit here and pretend it's some sort of like essay?
I want to explain to people what you're like. You're like a grandfather whose kid dumped her kid at your house, and you have to find something to do with the 2-year-old for several hours. Hey, you want to hear a Miley Cyrus song? You know what I mean? Hey, you want to hear what Demi Lovato has to say? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. What would you do with this report, which, by the way, is designed as a mock report? What would you do with it?
I would give entertainment stories of things people care about.
Yeah, give me an example, Siegel.
Like an old Bob Dylan song.
Yeah, exactly. Like
yeah.
Oh, this was Carole King back in 1968.
Yeah. Here's a little clip of a Beatles' latest album, you know, something like that.
Oh, yeah. And of course, so-and-so was using a Rickenbacker guitar, if you
notice. Here comes the story of the hurricane.
Oh, God.
The many
everybody.
Authorities came to blame.
Couple of more fillers.
Oh, goody.
Tony nominations announced yesterday for Broadway's very shortened season. Jagged Little Pill led the way with 15 nominations, Moulin Rouge with 15. You mentioned a couple of minutes ago, and it's sad. It might be a year before Broadway opens its doors again. And
There's nothing like it. I have to admit, haven't done it in years,
yeah.
But there's nothing like a Broadway show. Mm-hmm. I mean, a real one.
Oh, yeah.
Not like dinner theater or something. Like real on Broadway. It's,
yep.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah. But that's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
God, it's kind of like everything's gone.
Kim Kardashian added.
It's kind of like doing the laundry and you don't have a dryer, so you put everything out on a outside.
Wow.
And then it's a really windy day and all your underpants are across the street. In the tree.
Wow, a clothesline.
It's a clothesline reference. They still exist.
Donovan, you have a clothesline in
I
the
don't,
house?
I no. don't, no. But oh, I actually... No, they do exist. You still see them.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So you're such a snob.
Okay. You're the one that just made the joke about the clothesline.
Yeah, you do, though.
No,
some people like the freshness of it.
And some hotels have where, like, over the sink or the tub, you
people have clothesline.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
So you
That's
have
right.
completely lost touch of
No,
your
there's
childhood.
A clothesline in every hotel room.
Yeah
over
that's
the
tub.
What we just said.
You
yeah.
pull the string out and then connect it to the other side of the tub.
Right.
On the wall.
Not in the hotels.
I, don't know
not.
What
I know what he's going to say now.
Like, not in the hotels.
He just called me a snob.
Yeah.
You know what he was just going to say?
Not
in the hotels where I stay.
Yeah, not at the Four Seasons.
A little different hotel than I'm used to.
We have somebody for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you? Where Beck stays, they have that washboard where they scrub the clothes.
This is such a crazy space in the world.
Oh, my God.
And have I talked about Kim Kardashian yet? She's going to be one of the voices on the new animated feature, Paw Patrol, the movie. Jimmy Kimmel,
it's just
Tyler
her voice.
Perry,
yeah, it's just voices. Her voice.
Yeah. Okay. Thank God.
Do you need some more filler?
Please welcome Carole King.
I gotta go pee or something. There you
okay.
go.
That's it?
Yeah.
They still haven't sold this report, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, that's sad.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Bob Dylan.
In the morning.
Kiss 108.
Okay. Not everything's going on here.
Well,
there's a thing in Florida where they have these toads that are poisonous, and if the dog licks the toad, the dog could die. So we're spending all this money on toad catchers. So the wife, I'm in the middle of the show. The wife just came in. Oh, my God. We just caught five toads. Five toads. We got them in a bag. They're jumping all over the place. I'm going, this is my life? I have to worry about toads? You know, some might argue I'm a man of means.
Yeah.
I have to worry about toads? Like, what do I, Farmer Joe in the middle of Nebraska? Okay, fine.
Did you get him?
Meanwhile, she's, hi, honey. You want to say hello to your radio fans?
This is Mrs. Maddie
in the morning.
Yeah,
grab a microphone.
Hey, yeah. Marianne.
What are you working on today?
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
I love that.
Good morning, Boston.
I know. It's Marianne in the morning.
That is great.
Marianne in the morning. Yeah. Why don't you go take a break, honey? Dom and I got it.
Go ahead.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You think it's easy? Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's easy.
Yeah. Start us off, Marianne. What do you got?
Maybe right. Dom has that joke book.
Oh, yeah. Where's the joke?
Yeah.
All right. I have something to talk about. Oh. Did anyone watch Savannah Guthrie last night?
Oh, yes. God. We were talking about
that all morning.
Did she not wash her hair?
That's what we said.
Oh, really?
I know. It's like a big night. We said imagine the stylist that got her ready.
Yeah.
It's just so
you know, wait, let me play it. Let me play it. Hold on. Where's the clip? Bring it on, Justin. What Billy said. I don't have it on my board. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, this is what Billy said, honey, earlier about Savannah Guthrie.
She looked like the victim of a lot of humidity.
I can't believe you came in here and said that. We were just talking about
that. Literally just were.
God.
Well, her hair looks like my hair looks like when I don't wash it for 2 days. Like, I don't understand.
She. It's like she just was told like an hour before that she was hosting the debate.
Well,
yeah.
And the thing is, and she's interviewing Donald Trump, who clearly spent hours on his hair.
Yeah.
Ironically.
Yeah, he has the sides all cemented down, and then the shoes were a little clunky.
Well, Billy was upset with the shoes.
Yeah.
Dom just put some jokes up for me. They're all terrible. I can't read any of them.
Oh, this is a good one. Read this one.
I hate people who take drugs. DEA is the worst. I don't get it.
DEA takes your drugs away.
Oh!
How did you not get that?
Because it's in the delivery. She rushed through it.
Okay, I'll try another one.
Hey, Billy.
Billy, you're the worst joke teller, Bill.
Yeah. All right, here we go. One. This is for all the dentists out there. Dentist warns his patient. This might be a bit painful, George. Patient. That's okay, Jeremy. I'll handle it. The dentist sighs. I don't know how else to put it. For a while now, I've been having an affair with your wife.
When did this happen that my wife is somehow in the studio telling bad jokes?
I love it.
Yeah.
If this isn't the pandemic, I don't know what is. Hey, let me go on the show. Yeah. I love you, honey. We got to go to a break.
Hey, can I tell the elephant joke real quick?
Yes.
We got another hour to go. Go.
Okay, I'll come back.
We'll make a little noise with the pots and pans.
Yay! Oh, my goodness.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. We're fine. We're doing okay. We're okay. Everybody's okay. We'll be back after these words.
Kiss 108. Kiss 108 Studios. Now, back to Maddie in the Morning.
On Kiss 108.
So, hey, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We do appreciate it. And that is a fact. I know people, that's not lip service. After all these years, you folks still tuning into this silly show I really appreciate it. Okay, having said that, kind of an emotional day for me, Lise. Mm-hmm. My boy Dom has figured out a way to put my music onto my phone. Ooh, wow. Which means the iPod is going away.
Wow.
And you know what this is like when you have a kid and you take their binky away from them and then they start to cry and say, no, you got to grow up now.
Yep.
And this that's the thing. I was the boomer with the iPod. Like, people don't even know what that is. That's how old an iPod is, right? Wow. And gone. I'm going to listen to music now through my phone like the rest of the free world.
You know, you should put your iPod in like a glass case and put it on the wall in your office or studio. Yeah.
Next to my high school diploma.
You really should.
Yeah.
It should be archived.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't work. Well, it's not working well anymore.
So. Nobody's going to know that if it's in a case.
Right.
Right. Good point.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in a case right next to Savannah Guthrie's shoes. Things that are no longer appropriate. But that was funny. Well, you know, so my wife comes in and she was talking about Savannah Guthrie. She's not like me and Billy at all. She's very, you know, kind of straight-laced, you know, nice person. She doesn't say bad things about people like Billy and I do. And she couldn't help but comment on Savannah Guthrie.
Yeah.
It was really interesting. Like, how did that happen? This woman's on TV every single day. She's on the Today Show every morning, and she fills in for, Lester Holt, and looks perfect. And then she's on at prime time last night, and it's like she got caught in a rainstorm or something.
Well, maybe she didn't want to look like a TV head, so to speak. You know, she purposely just didn't want to look all done up. She wanted
feminist.
To be credible. And, yeah.
Yeah, I actually thought of that. She was dressing more... dressing down on purpose, but I don't know if that's true. I mean, who doesn't brush their hair? Gloria Steinem, one of the greatest feminists of all time, she had a pretty haircut. I know that's a weird reference, but
yeah. Okay.
What's her name? Yeah. I want to
Gloria
Google her.
Steinem. Okay.
I just met a Gloria Steinem reference.
And you had Gloria Steinem on the show.
That's right.
Yes, I did.
This is Gloria Steinem on KISS 108 FM. Maddie, a newborn feminist, will be with you in a minute.
See?
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, I love that, too.
She's a classic.
No, really. So what happened? Okay, we're done.
Yeah.
Well, it's KISS 108. What is it? That's KISS 108. It talks about fashion and stupid stuff.
Well, you know, we look at things from a different lens.
I don't know. I told you, if Marianne... mention it on the air. She's not like us.
Mm-hmm. So she noticed it. So it was glaring.
She doesn't walk into a restaurant like Bill and I do. Hey, what's going on over there with some woman? She doesn't. And she yells at me. She said, stop talking like that. So for her to come in, I'm serious. For her to come in and sort of question Savannah Guthrie's look, it has to be really off for her to say something. Like way off.
Well, she definitely had her makeup done. I know that.
But even the right makeup seemed like it was just
that she slept in
down.
It.
Yeah,
she slept in the makeup.
Yeah,
no, totally. Yeah.
Well, maybe her glam squad didn't show up or something. I don't know.
Well, maybe she got stuck in traffic. You know.
I thought she looked fine.
Well, they were also
in Florida. But you're right. She wasn't like.
You know what I think happened? I think they had an outdoor tent where they do the makeup. And then she had to leave the tent and come into the arena where they did the town hall, and there was some kind of rainstorm. And she got caught in the rain.
Well, they were in
Miami. They were outside, and that's the thing. It wasn't in like an air-conditioned room.
Studio, right.
So it was kind of hot. My hair blows. If I'm in Florida, ugh.
It gets really wavy.
Yeah, I'm a victim
of humidity.
So
now I'm thinking this. People are going, you're really talking about Savannah Guthrie? You're not talking about Trump? And all the crazy things he says. Well, you know what? I ain't no more news for me. No more TV for me.
I don't need no TV. I don't need no news. All I need is a bump and beat. The mamba wear my blues.
That's right, buddy. This weekend, I'm going to just do my thing. You know what's really sad? I listen to that song and I get all jacked up. And then I realized I don't really have a thing. Is this my thing?
Yeah.
The stupid radio show.
This is it.
Okay. Now I just got depressed. Play it again.
I don't need no TV. I don't need no news.
Yeah.
All I need is a bump and beat. The mambo with my blues.
Okay. I'm going to find the thing. And then I'm going to do it.
Yes, you are.
Oh, by the way, we just got a call. Oh, boy. We heard from Savannah Guthrie's people. Oh, boy.
Blame it on the rain.
God, this is a stupid show. God.
Yeah, when you think of it. Yeah.
Well, I'm down here in Florida now, so I see all these people that they want to know. They know what I do. You know, people say, hey, what do you do or whatever? And I tell them, and they go, well, what do you do on your little show? And I go, well, they don't say little. That's how I hear it. What do you do on your show? Is it, you do sports? What do you talk about? And I go, well, I don't know. It's kind of like comedy. And then they go, well, we've been playing with you for 4 hours. You haven't said a funny thing yet. Yeah, so it can't be that. Mm. Yeah. We just help Bill get through life, at least. That's basically what we do. We take him by the hand and we walk him through a day's activities. Mm-hmm. We already know he's not going to marry that poor girl.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh.
Yeah, he said.
Pretty much.
He said, mm-hmm. There are some surprises ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know what to do. We don't know if we're helping him or hurting him. We don't know what to do.
I don't know whether I'm helping Billy, enabling Billy, protecting Billy, or hurting Billy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll come up with a playlist for Bill. But right now, we have to take a short break. We'll come back. Don't go away.
Oh, my God.
Person in Boston that I'd love to share a pint with, it's Matty in the Morning.
Now back to Matty in the Morning on Kiss 108.
Hey, radio pals. Good morning. Happy Friday. We're almost done. Wrapping it up. Kind of a sentimental morning here. I got my boy Dom, who works with me in my studio here. And you got my music on my phone.
It's converting right now.
Wow. Oh, my God. So this is absolutely it?
Yep. It's converting over.
So my iPod is gone.
You could retire that thing.
What do you mean, that thing? That's my iPod, man.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that song.
Wow. You know what? You should bronze it.
You think?
Yeah. Bronze it, encase it, and put it with your antique radios.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I do have a nice radio collection.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Dom. This kid is a genius.
He really is.
Huh?
He really is.
It's unbelievable. I go, I can't download this. I got a thing from my doctor. I said, I can't download it. He downloads it. Then he prints it and gives it to me. And then we were saying, okay, I've lost the computer that backed up all my music on my iPod. My iPod's not working. He finds it on my computer that I own. How is that? He knows how to use the computers that I own and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a boomer thing?
Yes.
Dom?
Yes.
You know what? Dom was born for bigger things than walking the dog.
He's my kid's age. So now be honest. When you come over here in the morning to work with me, is it like going to Grandpa's house for real?
No. You're a buddy.
Yeah, shut up. Oh, God, he's sucking up. He needs the gig.
Yeah.
He needs it. You know,
it is, isn't it, a little bit?
No.
It's a little bit Grandpa.
No.
Yeah, I'll bet it's the first iPod you've seen in a long time.
Have you ever seen one before?
Yes, I have. I have one.
You have one?
I have a working one still, yeah.
Do you use it?
No.
No, of course not.
They're gaining value, though.
Really? Like a collect? Except it's not working right. Yeah. Okay, buddy.
Grandpa, tell us what it was like back when you were young.
Never mind. But so how do you listen to it? Right through the phone?
Yeah, it's amazing. You're going to
realize. Everyone knows this.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows this. They listen to music through the phone, and they could somehow listen to it in the car through the speakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I'll never be able to do. Can you do that?
Yeah, we can make that happen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll kind of get sick of the music then. I don't want to listen to the same music everywhere I go. You can only listen to, you know, Luke Perry songs or so.
Luke Perry songs.
He had a hit, but yeah. Well, that was the last thing I downloaded.
He did?
Did Luke Perry have a song?
I don't think he did. 90210, Luke Perry.
It was a General Hospital
Oh, that was Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
No, Luke Perry is, who's Luke Perry?
He was 90210. He died.
Oh, whatever, 90210.
Yeah.
He was in a bull riding movie. I mean.
Was he a singer?
Wait, well, who was in General Hospital?
That was Rick Springfield. Rick Springfield.
No, not
he
Rick Springfield.
He sang Jesse's Girl.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about him.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
The guy who was married to the girl
Maurice
on the show.
Bernard?
No.
Steve Nerd?
90210?
What?
No. General Hospital. This
okay.
Old reference guy.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about with the curly hair?
Luke and Laura?
Yeah, Luke.
Okay, Luke wasn't a singer either from General Hospital.
What was his name? It wasn't Luke Perry?
I don't think
no.
so.
No, it was Luke and Laura.
It was Luke.
No, he had a last name.
No, but he was a singer on the show?
No. He was a doctor on the show.
We are having a full
I think it was Luke Spencer. Luke Spencer.
We should be talking about
well, he's not a real person.
No,
oh, okay.
I got it.
So not
he played the part of Luke Spencer on
Luke Spencer is a fictional character in the American television soap opera General Hospital.
Yeah, not
played
Luke
by
Perry.
Anthony Geary.
Yeah.
If you have a Luke Spencer song in your iPod, boy, that's a collector's item.
He left the show in 2015.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I know.
Didn't have as much curly hair at the time either.
No. He had kind of shaved it.
Well, he had that bald thing on the...
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, you're making fun of me, and you remember his hairstyle.
Okay, it was the biggest soap opera moment
it was.
In history.
That's what
the
I'm
wedding
saying.
Of Luke and Laura.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I just am, like, so taken back at all of
it. It was, like, you know, 80s and 90s.
So I'm not... Okay, I got the guy, the Lukes mixed up. Okay? God almighty.
Please welcome back to the show, my buddy, Luke Perry.
Maybe you're thinking of Luke Bryan, the country singer.
Well, Rick Springfield on General Hospital had a song.
So oh, people are calling in about it.
Maybe that's what you're confused about.
This
you gotta
is
understand
awesome.
Something. I was just trying to come up with a stupid joke line, and then I had the wrong joke.
No, but the fact that Luke Perry's name was in your little brain.
Well, I wasn't thinking of Jesse's Girl either.
You know, I wish
I love
that I had Jesse's Girl. I wish that I had Jesse's Girl.
I want to make you sit down and watch, like, all the big shows that are
okay,
on now.
Okay, do you understand I'm trying to get through a show without talking politics or the virus? That's what everybody says.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear about that. You want to be funny, Matt. Dance for me, you little monkey.
Okay.
By the way, Rick Springfield got very angry later in life.
Oh, did he?
He did. He had a rough time.
I can't even, like, wow.
Who's on the phone?
A bunch of people are calling in about, I don't know what you guys are talking about, honestly. But whatever you guys
Luke
are talking about.
Luke and Laura?
I
okay. Everybody says I'm talking about Jack Wagner. No, I'm not.
No, he did have a song, though.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
oh,
he performed at the Berklee Performance
they
Center.
They are so right. I forgot about Jack Wagner.
All I Need by Jack Wagner.
It's a ballad, if I recall.
Who is he?
I love our listeners. He was on a soap opera, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're playing Jack Wagner songs.
A little more time is all he needs.
He was on The Bold and Beautiful.
Now I'm going to get
also
a call. I know, I'm going to get a call from the boss. Let me get this straight. You're playing Jack Wagner songs on your show? God almighty.
Oh, apparently he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah. He was a heartthrob.
Yeah. He was.
When was he a...
Oh, yeah, he was a big heartthrob from the soaps.
But, my God, you're right. He did have a song.
He did a concert.
I just played it.
Yeah.
All I need.
He did a concert of one song.
Hey, Jack, try hitting a note occasionally.
He got really angry later in life, too.
It doesn't end well.
It really doesn't.
Not for the soapers, no.
Yeah. He's handsome, though.
Yeah, he was on Melrose Place, too.
Well, it's a soap opera. You have to be handsome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not a lot of homely guys on, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
God.
You don't see Steve Buscemi on a...
on the Bold and Beautiful.
Yeah, no.
Unless he's the villain, the kidnapper.
Yeah, I really don't.
He kidnaps Laura. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Kiss. Ariana Grande, and you're waking up with Maddie in the Morning.
Now back to Maddie in the Morning.
On Kiss 108.
Hey, good morning, everybody. The last quarter ratings, we did really well. The whole station did really well, number one in our most of the demos and everything. And I just want to say, you know, it's not just the Kiss 108 programming department that's doing really well. We want to give a shout out to the Kiss 108 promotions department.
Oh, good.
Who constantly backing me up and helping me. Here's an example. They sent this to me just moments ago, asking me to read this and record it so they could play it back on Kiss 108.
Oh, cool.
Would you like me to read a little piece of the copy to you?
Sure.
They want me to record? Okay. Hi, everyone. It's Susan Warnick here for the Genesis Foundation.
Oh, my.
No, you can't make this up.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
It's like our promotion department is like Ivanka Trump. Nobody knows why she has her job.
Yeah.
She just has it. Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine that.
No,
maybe.
You're kidding, right?
Well, absolutely not. So I told you, I haven't been there 40 years at Kiss 108. I've been in January 12th is my 40th anniversary. I'm still 39 and 10 months. So maybe in 40 years, the promotion department will know who I am.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big company. There's four jocks on the air. They can't expect them to know all of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're Susan Warnick.
Yeah.
This guy, our promotion department, they don't even come in.
No.
They don't work at all. They just send it along. Oh, yeah, we'll just send it along to Susan. Susan Warnick doesn't even work.
No, I don't know how that happened.
Warnick doesn't even work at all. Susan Warnick is retired.
I know.
Used to have a television show.
She did. She was on. Was she on Channel 5? Yeah.
WCBB, Channel 5.
But this copy, not only is it for Susan Warnick, it's Susan Warnick 25 years ago.
Yeah, she hasn't been on Channel 5 in well over 10 years.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Susan.
Susan, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. But she's doing good work.
Thank you, Susan.
This is amazing.
Shout out to the promotion department. I don't care. You know, I mean, they're doing their thing. I'm doing my thing. That's what we decided this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I watched that Trump thing. It gave me a headache. I'm not watching TV anymore. I'm not watching the news anymore. I'm just going to do my own thing. No more TV, no more news.
I don't need no TV, I don't need no news. All I need is a bump and beat, the mamba with my blues.
That's all I need, Billy. I don't need no promotion department.
Do your thing.
I just do my thing. I play a little golf.
That's right.
I take a nice romantic walk with my beautiful wife.
You do what you want to do.
I may FaceTime my children in Los Angeles.
That's right, bruh.
But I'll tell you one thing, I'm not. I am not Susan Warnick. Have a great weekend, everybody. Goodbye.